have he hollowed out the size of a cup, like to make a measuring cup, the Bikas Yisrael. It was Yisrael's piece of wood, and on Yom Tov a guy went and hollowed out a size of a cup, like a measuring cup, in this Bikas. So he like made a kli on Yom Tov. It's called Melit. So Churit should be Nisa Muksa. Still, Rav Adav says, Masiko be Yom Tov. The Yisrael is still allowed to touch this kli, and he's allowed to burn it if he wants to. Is the Kashava Mai? How was he allowed to touch this kli? Be metal to the kli? Melitu. The Churit should be Nisa Melit. The guy made this kli on Yom Tov. At the beginning of Yom Tov, this wood was not a piece of wood. Now on Yom Tov, it became into something new. It became into a measuring cup. That should be Nisa Melit Muksa. According to Yehuda, it's also to touch. And here Rav Adav Rava says, no, Yisrael is allowed to still touch this cup now, and Masikim, but you could burn it. You see, there's an issue, he's allowed to be metal to the Muksa. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver. L'divreihem the Rebbe Lezev, Rebbe Kiva Komalei, of a Vilei Lei Sirulei. Rav Adav Rava himself holds like Rav Shimon. That holds there's no Issa Muksa, no Issa Neil, even on Yontif. Now that the Rav Adav Rava explained the Mishnah, he's only saying Pshat in Rebbe Lez and Rebbe Kiva. Hey, these two Tanoim, Rebbe Lez and Rebbe Kiva, both hold like Rebbe Yehuda, that you're not allowed to burn Muksa on Yontif. You're not allowed to burn Neilet. So the Machlekes is, though, is it called Neilet or not? The fact you folded up this beggar, this wick, before Yom Tov, Rebbe Kiva holds, that makes it ice beggar, ice clean before Yom Tov, so it's not called Neilet. Rebbe Lezer holds, no, folding it before Yom Tov didn't make it ice clean. When do you make it, when do you mavat l'shem kli on Yom Tov by burning it? Rebbe Lezer's Neilet. So Rav Adav Rava is saying, that's the Machlekes, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva. But me, myself, Rav Adav Rava, this Amora, he passes like Rebbe Shimon, there's no Issa Muksa on Yom Tov. So Drashi l'divrayim the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Kiva Kamar. Hi the Ukim Lu Rav Adar Aliv Rebbe Yehuda. That Rav Adar says both in Tanoim the Mishnah. Look at Yehuda. The Chazav Pluktayil. He saw the Machlokes Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Kiva. Tlei Mituk Me'el Aliv Rebbe Yehuda. It only comes out explainable according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita. O Miyu Iyu. But he himself Rav Adar Barava Lei Svir Lei Elik Rebbe Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon, we'll see later on in the Masechta, Reb Shimon is always making in Hilchas Muksa. He holds less of an Isser Muksa than Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is always more Machmer in Hilchas Muksa, and Reb Shimon is more Mekel. So we'll see later, even in the Masechta Beitzah comes out, that on Yom Tov we pass in the risen Isser Muksa, we're more Machmer like Reb Yehuda Shita, and on Shabbos we're more Mekel with the Isser Muksa. And this Allah we pass like Reb Yehuda, we'll soon see. So the Gemara, Rav says no. Hainu time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the time of the Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can't use this wick? This psila, chabeget shekifla, if you have a handkerchief, like you folded it up, you can't burn with it now. Zokta lefi shein madlikin v'psila shein amuchreches. He says in Lushita, nothing to do with bimavat l'shen kli. It's you say it in all type of wicks. You're not allowed to use a wick to burn for Ner Shabbos if you didn't like burn it before Shabbos. As Erev Shabbos, first you have to mechreches, you have to like scorch it, first burn it a little bit, then put it out, and then burn it again, it burns very good. For loy b'sam retutin, who then you can't use like shematis, she'enah mechrochim, if it wasn't burnt before you're lighting it now for Ner Shabbos, you can't use this material, this type of a wick. As you have left the sheet, there's a sheet in all wicks you want to use for Ner Shabbos, you have to first light it like before Shabbos, put it out, and then light it again. So Drashi, time of the Rebbe Lezer, v'hadloke mishrom day madlikim boi, shein dolkin yofet, it doesn't burn well. V'chol Shabbos is a shana osa. V'lav mishrom nilud. You don't have to come on to this Friday is Yom Tov. Talking about a regular Friday. Now if every Shabbos is also to light wicks, if you didn't light the wick beforehand. That's Rebbe Lezer sheet. For the Gemara, Eloho abezoi, Eloho detoni Rebbe Yosef, according to Rava. That's that Rabbi Yosef learned the Braisa. Gimel la gimel mitzumtzumis. There's such a Braisa, it's nogeya to a beged, that's exactly 3 by 3 its voice. Is lamai hilchasa. What shaila that nogeya to? Nogeya to hilchas Shabbos, lighting the wick, it's not nogeya to. Because our Mishnah, Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kalait with this wick, has nothing to do with the size of the beged. It has to do with any type of a wick. Rabbi Lezer holds, you can't use the wicks unless you burnt it once beforehand. So, what does this right to say halacha of the beged gimel a gimel? So, gemara linyan tumah, it's nogeya to hilchas tumah. Which beged is mekabel tumah? The tanan gimel a gimel shomru, that was that we had before. That a beged that's gimel a gimel that's voice. It's only 3 by 3. Habi, it's made out of tzemer or pishtin, it's mekabel tumah. It is halacha, you should know chutz min amalal. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Chutz from Lal means a chutz from Nehem. It is big, it has to be enough to have a material of 3x3, excluding the hem. Because you have to have a little bit more material. Usually at the end, you make a hem, you fold it over to make a hem. So a chutz from the hem, you have to have 3x3. Olachom moimim, no. Gimel agimel mechavonis. Abi, you have a piece of material that's exactly 3x3, still it's makabel tumah. Even though you can't make a malal with it, that's a chomz halochom. That was Rabbi Yosi's Braisa. So if you have a beggar, the exact sheer 3x3 as voyeurs, even though you can't have enough material to make a hem, still it's makabel tumah. So Drashi, chutz min amalal, derech toifer begodim, people that were toifer the begodim, limlo min abegodim, they folded over part of the beggar, lechoif lamat, sovavat sphere at the end, yachakach toifer gimel agimel. Here's toifer litfer, litlei beggar oni. What do you use the chlal of beggar 3x3? For a patch for Nani's begodim. Lakach achshav elias kli. Therefore, it's a choshev kli. Even though 3 inch by 3 inches has no use such a beggar, he could use it to fill in a patch. If an oni has a hole in his pants, he'll use this for the patch. Hilkach tzorach lios bo yosim mishir hamalal. You have to have extra from the patch, you have to have something to make the hem with. Kadei sheyat loi sholosh al sholosh. He's a chutz from the hem, you have to have enough for 3x3. And the chum say no mechavonis mitzum tzomois. Even though when you use it for the patch to sew into the beggin, you're going to have some part for the hem. You're not going to have 3x3 for the patch itself. Still, the chum say it's choshev. That's the Yosef's halachon. Not that more, not avada. The bigger the beggin is, avada's makabel tumah. But even such a small shear of gimel al gimel, still it's makabel tumah. The kids from Achleikus, what's Pshat in the Mishnah then?
And this, and Robert's Pshat, Rabbi Elezer, he says that Shem Avichum Tzvila Shem Rachas, and the Lobb Samar Tudin, then Rachachim, the Kavach Homer from Tzvila.
You're right. Tell us the answer. Kosher, kiva tana da fidlu psila shena mechrochem, ein madlikim koshchem satutim shena mechrochem, miyot tesefta gosam satutim afidlu mechrochem. It only goes that. Right, Omer Rav Yudam, Blalacha, we don't hold like a blazer. We don't hold that you have to light the wicks before Shabbos. Ninyin, if you want to do it, it's a nice thing to do. You just brought down that even though the lady, the wife, lights the candles, the man should be mistaking the candles on Friday. He should put them in, and he should take a light the wicks a little bit, then blow it out, let her light it. That's only a hiddur. But Ikra didn't we pass not like a blazer. You don't have to light the wicks beforehand. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. We have before, Masikin Bekelim, on Yom Tif, you're allowed to burn a kli, you're allowed to take a chair and put it into the oven. You want to bake something, you have no wood to bake with, you're allowed to put a chair into the oven. But the Yain Masikin Beshir Bekelim, if the chair broke now on Yom Tif, it has been noted, if it came into something new, it's Muksa, you're not allowed to use it Bimetalkum. Vibri of Yehuda, say that's of Yehuda. We have a Shimon Matir, that's of Shimon Chitol, over he's more Mako by Muksa. Another locker is Masikin Betmorim. You're allowed to take dates and burn with the date, use it for fuel. Ochlon, let's say you ate the date, the fruit itself. Ein masikim agarinehim. You just have the pit that you can't burn with. Why not? Because the pit becomes muksa. About the pit is like a noilet. At the beginning of Yom Tif, it was one fruit, it was edible. After you finish eating the whole fruit, the pit itself is not roi teeth, it becomes noilet, it's muksa. Divrei Rav Yehuda. We have Shimimat, Shimon doesn't hold from the Yisra Muksa, you're allowed to burn with it on Yom Tov. Masikin Begoizim, you're allowed to take nuts, peanuts, and burn them, use them for fuel. Ochlam, you opened up the nuts, and the shells, and you took out the peanuts. Now, Ein Masikin Beklifesayim, with the outside shell, since now it's not an Oichel anymore, so it becomes like a Nerlid, it's Muksa, you're not allowed to burn the shells on Yom Tov. Divrei Rav Yehuda, Divrei Rav Yehuda Shita. We have Shimimat, Shimon is Mat in all these three cases. So tomorrow tzricha, I need all these three cases of Rabbi Yehuda's chumrah. I wouldn't know one from the other. And he said three halachas here: that if you have a broken chair, it's nilud, you can't burn with it. If you have a dates, the pits, after you finish eating the fruit, it becomes nilud. And then you have a loch of the peanuts that the shell itself becomes nilud. What's the chiddush of all these three cases? The Yashmini Kemais is only from the first case of a chair that broke. The come Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Dimikora Kli. At the beginning of Yom Tov, you had a complete chair. It was usable. Fahash to Sheva Kli. Now that you broke the Kli, it's Mamish Neulet. It's not called a Kli, it's a Sheva Kli. That's a good Neulet. The heaven noilip yoser, like noilip shots and something new came about on Yom Tov. You were not making it before Yom Tov to use it. It has an issel mukser on it. Avu tomorrow, Mashen came dates. Then it's in before Yom Tov, you know what you have here. You have a date, and inside there's a pit. And the Fratel Tei speaks out. You know before Yom Tov, it's Oymer to eat the pit on Yom Tov. So you know Klor on Yom Tov, you're going to have a pit. So I would think maybe that's not called Melon. Like, since before Yom Tov, you know Klor, you're going to have a pit on Yom Tov. It's not like a chair, it's not Oymer to break on Yom Tov. So the beginning of Yom Tov, you had only a chair, you only had that to use a chair, not to use a broken chair. But here, the garinim, the pits, you know you have pits inside the dates, and you know when you finish eating the veg, you're going to have a pit. Same, Moshafadomi, I would say that you have that to use the pit also. Kamashmo, no. The beginning of Yom Tov, the svori, as I said, the pit is like bottle to the date. The whole thing is considered you have an oichel. That's all you have here, just an oichel. When you finish eating the fruit, now the pit becomes a thing by itself. And that's Merlot. He didn't have it here before. Right? V'yashmin and Garina, if I don't know the middle case, of pits, hava mina dimikora mechsayin, fahashta miglayin. It's good, it's called Merlot, because the beginning of Yom Tov, you couldn't see the pit. The pit was in the middle of the date. What do you see? Only the dates. You don't see the pit. So therefore, later, when you have the pit, it's Merlot. Avo klipia goizim mashek, and you have walnuts. Or nuts, dimikora miglayin, you have a walnut. At the beginning of Yom Tov, what do you see? You only see the shell. You only see the outside shell. For Hashtu Miglin, and after you crack it open and eat the inside pit, what do you have left? The outside shell. So I would think that's not called Melon. A Moshapa Dummy, since the same thing you saw before, you have right now, that's not called Melon, Tricha. No, still the Chiddush is that's called Melon. And the Svara is the same Svara, that at the beginning of Yom Tov, this outside walnut shell is not considered like a shell, it's considered part of the nut. Since the Yikah here is the Eichel inside, it's all bottled to the Eichel, and still you have a nut that's edible. Later, when you finish eating the nut inside, all you have now is the shell, that's not called an Eichel, that's awesome. What? Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, Leizu was Azukatoni, Enechadami. Trashi Ochlan Biyomtif, Ein Masika Megarinim Biyomtif. The heavy and they know it. Vahashtu Miglayin, Hukach Nelotu. So the more behold the Rav, that this din that Rav holds like a Yehuda, that you're not allowed to burn a muksa on Yom Tov, lava feresh itma. Rav himself never said this halacha klor. Ella meklol itma. We only learned it out from a maisa. We saw Rav did something. That's mashmi holds like this shita. Trashi behold the Rav, the Yom Rav Yehuda ain matzika megarinim. Oh no, that Rav says even contra Yehuda. This is called nerlet. The garinim, the pits. Lava Perish Itma. Rabbi Yehuda never said a beferish that Nolad also goes upon the pits. His Yoni said a claw by Yeshev a Kli, where you broke a Kli. That's real Nolad. But here where you have the whole date before Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you ate the date, you only have the pit, that he never said beferish, it's only a cloud. What's the cloud? The Rav Achli Tomori. The Meister was Rav was eating dates. V'shadye k'shaysa levuchye. And he threw the pit into a kira, into to use it for fuel. This was in the middle of the week this happened. Shrashi Ochla Tarmi Bechul. Rav was once eating dates in the middle of the week, and when he got finished, he took the pit and he threw it in the book. Shrashi Kira Sharaf, and put it into the oven. Shakur and Tilya, Vihi Chalula, it's empty, it's hollow, was formed Shakosabem, the Beitaf, behind the Nami Kira, all type of a kira. Vutagim Shabesh, Shvisa Shtekaderis, the place enough to put two pots on top of it. That was the Maisa. He was eating dates in the middle of the week and he threw the pit into the oven. Omalei Rav Chia asked Rav, he said, Ba Pachsi, Trash means Ben Gedolim, is you Rav, you're the son of a big Godel, Kenegda V'yomtif Osir. So Rav Chia told him, Mishno, to do this Maisa, what you did on Yomtif is Osir. As when he got finished eating the pit now becomes a Nulit, it's like a Sheva Kli, so you're not allowed to touch it, it has an Issa Muksa. So you would not be allowed to throw this into the oven on Yomtif. That's what Rav Chia answered him back. So we have a shayla kibli minei ala kibli minei. Is it true? Was Rav makabel or not? His Rav didn't say this din beferish. It's only a maisa that Rav Chia told it to Rav. And poshut, since Rav kept quiet, poshut tzuraya Rav was maskim. Even though it's not 100% zichi was maskim, but menastam that's called the tzuraya from a cloud. So now the Gemara is masupik though. But is it 100% raya or not? Maybe we kept quiet, but he's still being zichi. He doesn't know like that. Toshima, bring your raya. When Rav came to Bovel, he ate these dates. If this happened on Yom Tov, and after he got finished eating the date, the pit, he threw the game into the behemoth's teeth. So, you see, the chura, it's my love, the fasiaisa. My love, we're talking about a date, a good ripe date. A good ripe date, you're able to eat all the fruit off the pit. So when he finished eating the date, the pit was a bear pit that should live like muksa. So, and still he gave it to the chayis, he gave it to the animals. He touched it to give it to them. So you see, it's not called muksa. V'loy kibla, or beside the voice coming, Rav was not mekabla from b'chia. Rav holds, this is not called noilet. Since the beginning, Yom Tov had a date with the pit inside it, later the pit doesn't become noilet. Because you see, Rav, even after he finished eating the date, he still took the pit in his hand, and he gave it to the animal seat. So the Gemara, like, from here wouldn't be a steer, wouldn't be a Ryan. We're talking about a date, or b'yamiyosa, a date that's not fully ripened yet. So therefore, the fruit still clings to the pit. So even when he gets finished eating the fruit the date, there's still some oichel left on the pit. Therefore, the pit does not become noilet. Hey, where there's food still left on the pit, there's still royal teeth, them treat is still called eichel. Since it's still edible, you can still eat the rest of this fruit, so therefore it's not called noilet. That's why he was able to still touch it and throw it to the animals. If the pit would have been such a pit that it had no more eichel on it, he would be masking that it's called noilet, you're not allowed to touch it on yontif. Yeah, that wouldn't be a shalom, right. Here the shalom he put into his hands. It's a shalom muks. Yeah, but here the kasha was by says, if he spit out of his mouth, the kasha by says he should have spit it out. He shouldn't have put it into his hands. Putting it into hand is muks, not to put it into hands. That's the shalom here. Even though the Gemara doesn't say it, you're right, the Quran talks about here. The Quran, what's the raya? It doesn't say what he did here. Maybe when he got finished, he just spit it out to the behemoth. So you have to say, Mashmah, the Gemara knew he put it down, and then he picked it up with his hands, and he gave it to the animals.
But he wouldn't be able to even put it in his hands.
Right, the Quran, that's right. If it's muksa. If it was first the Michael Adam, yeah, on Yom Tov we muksa, it's called Melot. On Shabbos it's Mutta, on Yom Tov. Yom Tov we pass it like this halacha, it's more Chomer de Gadinim on Yom Tov than Shabbos. Shrashi Kishaisa Garinim, it's the pits. Bar Pachte Begadolim, Ochla Tarnab Yom Tov, as Rav was eating these dates on Yom Tov, Shrashi Pasaisa, Temorim Toivim Umas Bashtam Yofan. How many was these dates were very ripe dates? V'chol Oichol Shalahem Nifresh Malgarinayim. When you eat it, all the fruit gets off the pit. The yain hagarinim ruim atotel. Abazoi, the pit is muksa, you're not allowed to touch it at all. The afiluach, he shorla totel, still you see Rav threw it. The mishdai lechayusi picked it up and he threw it to the behemoths. Alma le kibleminei. The mashma Rav holds that these pits is not called muksa. Terence was no story about them, yoso. Shrasha the yain misbashtos yofa. These dates don't get ripe. V'yena oichel nifrash mehem. You can't eat all the fruit off the pit. Umishtaya v'gerinayhem. Some fruit is still left on the pit. V'chosli yodim. The pit is still edible. And since it's still edible, it's still called an oichel. Avad, it's not muksa. Avad, you'll have touched on yontif. Smel agavi. Melzatrashi. Sheyesh oy me'imon alayim. There's still, mother means, there's still the fruit is still on it. So melo, the pit is not muksa. V'yena in the case where the pit would be clean, no oichel, it's takab lai muksa, and you shouldn't touch it on yontif. So the famous Rashboy for Nortina brings out from this side that muksa is only yotzer on touching it. Mashenkin hano, it's muta to have hano for muksa. Like here the mice was Rav threw it into the oven. So the Gemara doesn't ask the shal, how could you have hano from the burning of it? The only shal the Gemara is, how can you touch it? The mashma muksa is only in this tiltu, you can't touch it. But if you have hano from it, that comes with mela, that you're allowed to have hano from muksa. I will see another very soon. Omalei Reb Shmuel bar Chono le Reb Yosef, le Reb Yehuda. Omalei Reb Shmuel bar Chono le Reb Yosef. Reb Shmuel, yes, Reb Yosef. Le Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda. The Yom Masikim Bekelim, V'yei Masikim Meshivekelim, Reb Yehuda holds on Muks on Yomtiv. There's an Issa Noivid, that if you have a broken Kli that broke on Yomtiv, you're not allowed to burn with it. How could you burn with a complete chair, a full keli, you could burn with? As soon as you take the chair and put it into the oven, the chair becomes broken. As soon as it starts to be burned, it's a broken kli. When you're making an oven here to burn with, you have to keep on moving the wood around. So if you put a chair into the oven, you're allowed to touch the chair. The chair is a chair, it's a kli, you can put it into the oven. The kasher is once it's in the oven, though, now it becomes a broken kli. How could you continue to move the kli around? So here the Rashi brings a raya. The Gemara didn't ask the kasher, how could you have anor from it? Hanor, you're allowed to have anor from it. Because for muksa, you're allowed to have anor from muksa memela. So the only kasher is, how could you continue to move around the kelim? You have to keep on moving the wood in the oven. Aye, but you're moving the wood. The wood now is a shaver keli. It should be muksa. And the Gemara, the Yovet Ki Rav Masna, Enech Nami, you have to do an eitz like Rav Masna says. The Yomar Rav Masna, Omar Rav, eitzim shenoshru min adekol latana b'yomtif. Eitzim, a branch that fell off the tree on yomtif. So that's vadai nerlu, that's vadai muksa. Hey, it's a tree, or something that's mechub lekakir is muksa. You're not allowed to touch branches on yomtif or on Shabbos. So if the branch came off the tree on yomtif, that's a muksa like a branch. The branch fell straight into your oven. Yeah. And so now that it fell into the oven and it's burning there, you're allowed to have anor from it. Although what's the eitzah to move around the wood in the oven? You want to make the fire better, you want to move it around. How can you move it around? So it's Ramasan eitzah. Mas marve eitzim muchonim umasikim. You're allowed to put more wood into the oven. Put muchindik wood. Wood that's only meant to be burnt, so it's not muksa. And that's not called a kli, it's only meant to be burnt. So even when you're burning, it's never broken. The kli is never broken. It was never clean in the first place. It was only firewood. So if you add new firewood into the oven, then as roiv, you're allowed to even touch the muksa. So Rashi, marbas Rashi aleim umavatlim b'roiv. You mavatlim b'roiv. Sat the eitzer also. If you want to burn a kli on yant to put it into the oven, the eitzer is after the kli starts burning, you're not allowed to move the kli anymore in the oven, because now it's a broken kli. The eitzer is they'll put new firewood in. And since you have rove, it's mutter. So since the Rashi speaks out, Davar doesn't mean a real din bit of rove here. Because rove, you know, calls them on its nicker, the yisr, there's no din bit of rove. Here we're talking about you had a chair. You put the chair in the oven. So the chair is still nicky, you know it's clear chair. So what do I put? You put now 10 new pieces of firewood in there. When you're going to go mix it up, you see the chair in there. So it doesn't pass bit of bread. Calls to mind, you see the yister can't be a heter bit of bread. So Rashi says the Gemara doesn't really mean a heter of a bit of bread. It means the heter now is no yister tukl of muksa. Muksa is only yister to touch the muksa itself. But let's say you touch something else that moves the muksa. That's called tukl maratzad. We'll see later on in the Masechta. That's muksa by muksa. Moshe, if you have muksa on the table, you're allowed to take a knife and move the muksa off the table. That's called tiltum and atzad. Tiltum and atzad is mutter. So here also, once you put new firewood into the oven, it's sitting, you're touching now, you're touching the firewood. The eye, the chair gets moved around also. That's the head of tiltum and atzad. So, yeah.
Put, he wants to put a rope after.
Yeah, you need rope, because do you have rope? Then we know on which ones are you touching. You're touching one of the rope. So you're touching now a head of dick of wood. And when you move that wood, that move moves the chair. So what? That's called tiltum and atzad. That's the heter here. You're not allowed to move the chair itself. But if you touch a heterdik wood and make that wood move the chair, that's called tiltum and atzad. That's mutter. That's the eitzer. You have to put new wood into the oven. Now you can all move it all around. Right. Rav Hamnuna Amar, no, a new pshat in the Mishnah. Hocha b'pochos mishloisha shloisha skinin. Pochus Mishloisha Shloisha Askinen. Rashi Masnisin the Pochus Mishloisha Tfochim Ashloisha Tfochim Pligi. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about this beged, this psilos habeged shekiflo, this piece of material you made into a wick. The material itself was less than gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. Pligi linya tumma. That's the machlokes if it's makabel tumma or not. What's the machlokes? Umikule matloni yeshanu kan. We're talking about tifso shmatis. Matlonius means a shmata, kula, a cheap shmata, shanukan. Shrashi makule matlonius. Matlonius hakalos beino. That's cheap shmata. Dumya de mesukonis lefkak merchat. Something used to stuff up a merchat. Amol, they didn't have a good rubber stuff. They used to put like a handkerchief there to stop the hole where the water would go out. The midid lechoshev hu, it's not such a chos of a kli. The kipul de noket, that the Mishnah says, you fold it up matnisin, mishum hivav de noket. Davka, it's only machlekes whether it was hivav or not, was it burnt or not. The plukta they had loke tonic kippum. The Baltus talks about burning it. Needs kippum. It talks. Therefore, it says the word kippum. But kippum in the Mishnah is lav davka. Now the shaila here is the Mishnah is v'kabel tumur not. You have a beged less than gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. And that's the shear you need to makabel tuma. His gimel esbois, but gimel esbois is only by tsemer pishtim. But by shar material, the beg and the mal has to be gimel tfochem and gimel tfochem and makabel tuma. Here we're talking about this kli was less than gimel tfochem and gimel tfochem. So what's the tzad to say it's makabel tuma? So the Gemara be Ozder, we have Lezer Latayne, we have Akiva Latayne. They both call the Shittas, we learn the Mishnah in Kalim. The Tanan. Pochos Mishloisha Ashloisha. You have a shmat like a handkerchief that's less than 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. Sheheskino Lefaka Gvoya Samerchus. But you're miyachid to use it for some purpose. You're not going to throw it out in the garbage. You're miyachid to use it for a stopper in the Merchats. You're going to use it to stop the hole, the water shouldn't go out. Or else the Nayan Boyas Kadera. You use it for a handle to move the pots around, what we call a pot holder. Or the Kaneach Boyas Rechaim. After you use the grinder, the mill, you want to clean it out. You miyachid this handkerchief to be the cleaner for that. So, Kurvazai, you machshiv it. You gave it a chshivas to it. Now, Bein min ha-muchin, whether it was muchin, musunsi, or muchin means you set it aside. Bein sheinim min ha-muchin, tomi. Give a Reb Lezer. Say out Reb Lezer. It's even though this beg is less than 3 by 3, but since you set it aside for a good purpose, that's machshiv it. You gave it a chshivas to the begim, it could be makabel tuma. Reb Lezer, I'm a no. Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, I'm there. Bein min ha-muchin, bein sheinim min ha-muchin. Whether it's muchin, whether it's not muchin, it is aloche tor. Still it's tor. Since it's less than gimel ha-gimel, it's tor. Reb Akiva, I'm a make the chilek. Min ha-muchin, if you're making, you set aside this begin, tomei, then it's tomei. V'shaloi min ha-muchin, if you did not set aside this begin, then tor. Now, the Yomar Ula, moves the madness to the three of machlokes. Yomer Ula Vitaima Rabba Bavachon, Om Rabbi Yechim. Hako Moidin, everybody's Moidin. If you have this Kli, this Shmat, this handkerchief, that's less than 3 by 3 Tvachim. Zorkul Ashpa. If you took it and you threw it into the garbage, is Divri Hako Tor. According to everybody's Tor, even though you Miyachas use it to stop the hole, to stop the water going out, but once you took it, threw it into the garbage, you made Ois Chshivis. You don't want to use it for Kli anymore. Avad is not Makabel Tumah anymore.